Blog Talk Radio.
Summer is gone. Believe it or not, summer's actually gone. Today is the autumnal equinox. That's right. Today at 7:04 Mountain Daylight Time, the equinox ushers in with its beautiful and colorful fall energies. This is Patricia Villalpando, and this is Stargate Earth. Welcome to our broadcast. I'm here today with Lyra and Atlantis Connection, and we will be breathing in a series of new energies, deconstructing summer and enlivening the autumnal earth, along with some messages. So I'm going to go ahead and connect to the channel. Give me a moment. So while I'm connecting, I need everyone to take a couple of deep breaths, breathing in and out, breathing in and out, breathing again, breathing out. Breathing in and breathing out. Let's welcome the Lyra Atlantis Connection. Yay! All right. I just want to make an announcement that starting, well, on Mondays, we do have our broadcast, which is the Deja Brew. And we're thinking about picking up Thursday morning broadcast, which will be the intergalactic news. How interesting is that, to find out about the news and other universes and other galaxies and what's going on with them? Perhaps maybe living on Earth isn't so bad after all, or maybe we'd rather be over there. Who knows? But we're going to give that a shot and see how it works and see how our listeners love it. All right, so let's get on with it. A review of the summer energies. Summer's been pretty rough. I know it sure has for me. The channels say that it's been rough up in the stars as well. And as they say, the old cliche, as above, as below, and they're above, we are below. Therefore, everybody gets the energies that come our way. So summer, it was a relatively short summer, I think, for the majority of us. Some of us didn't have the heat that we wanted, and some of us had too much heat. And there's also been a lot of earth changes again, a lot of earth flooding, high winds, also drought. There's been a lot of drought this year as well in certain areas of the world. There are also many people are attributing this to the planetary energies, the astrological movements and stars. And yes, that could well be attributed to the majority of the summer energies. Summer felt like it was rushed this year. It seemed that it was just hurry up, get it through, get it over with, and let's move in so we can get away from this energetic cycle so it can be done with it and breathe. It doesn't happen so fast. When we move through a quarterly cycle, it takes another quarter of the cycle to digest those energies and to run them through our body and through our planet. Sometimes it takes two quarters, sometimes it takes a year. It just depends on the cycle the part of the earth is in, and the cycle that the individual is in, and the cycle that the group collective is in. So it's been pretty cut and dry this summer. A lot of people are feeling the effects of it, and they're like saying, phew, I'm glad that's gone. I myself am, well, I think I could use more summer. I want more summer. I don't think I had enough of summer It went too quick for me, and that was pretty well cut and dry. So remember, whatever we went through this summer will take another 3 months to process through our earth and through our bodies and through the earth, the sentient beings on earth. Fall. Enlivening autumn. What can we expect for autumn? Well, there's going to be a few changes. The energetic frequencies are changing. These changes are moving us to the internal cycle, where we are no longer outside of ourselves, internal. We are inside of ourselves. Everything now is happening on the inside of us. So what's ever reflected on the outside is a result of what's being reflected from the inside. So for those of you who had quibblings and arguments this morning because of the meshing of the energies, because there was a huge hardball of energy yesterday, it was a complete hardball, and there was another one today that happened this morning. It's like taking two bricks and smashing them together. And there you go, an energetic explosion. And what happens? A breakdown. But then, of course, when there's a breakdown, there always comes a breakthrough of some sort of another. And this is something that all sentient beings need to work through. Now, the animals and the stones and the plants, they're equipped to deal with this sort of energy, and they can do it through their own processes. Humans have different ways of processing these energies. They stick with it. They sit on it. They brew on it. They stew on it. They don't release it. They don't take a good look at what's going on and why, and reflect why it happened, and then move it out of their system right away. They leave it inside and they stuff it down. Say, I refuse to deal with this anymore. I've had it. I can't deal with this. I don't want to. Instead of sitting there saying, well, here's my mirror, and this is what happened. I couldn't help it. It just happened. I'm trying to change, but the work I've been working on didn't prepare me for this change, or did it, and it's not sticking in my brain or in my cells. Well, maybe you were meant to go through that. Maybe you were meant for that collision course, so you can sit back and take a good look and say, oh, well, this is why it's happening. I need to change this. I need to get out of this situation. This situation is no longer valid for me. These people have to go. Of course, you've been hearing this for years. Self-cleaning, self-clearing, blah, 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 blah. Well, like we said on the Stargate, the 999 Stargate, clearing doesn't take long anymore. It can take less than 5 minutes. It can take less than 2 minutes. It can take less than a minute. That's if you sit down, look at the mirror, look at who you are, look at what happened, rationalize it out, take ownership of your part of it, and then ask to have this moved out of your body and sent to, I'm going to say the light. I'm not going to give out any religious or any spiritual or anything like that. The light, you call it what you want. Whatever you wish to have it, you can say what you want. Okay. With that, let's move forward. The new frequency coming in for fall. It's not as subtle as years before. Matter of fact, it's coming in with quite that vein. And it was a huge bang. Let me tell you, I've already went through mine this morning. I'm not omitted from it. I'm with the rest of you. Matter of fact, I think people who are in my position, who work this path, actually get it first. And we are the ones who are to be the frontiers, the pioneers, to process this first. That way, those in line after us, the energy just flows, and it just flows back to and go, okay, I can do this. It's been done. It was already done earlier. Someone processed this. Wait, the energy flowed. They made it flow. They made it easier. I can do this. Take another deep breath. We all need another deep breath. Take another one. We'll be going into channel shortly. In channel, we'll be discussing this frequency. So just go ahead, get yourself comfortable. If you have to go get your drink of water, go get your drink of water real quick, because when the channel starts, there is no stopping. All right. Feet flat on the floor. Here we go. And let's welcome the Lyra Atlantis Connection. Welcome, Star Flames. We welcome you to this beautiful day on this autumnal equinox on 2022 for your quarterly activation. The incoming frequency that's arriving on planet Earth has already been imbibing many of you. And for some of you, don't fret. It will come to you. It has to come in through waves. It just doesn't come in on one downpour. We source energy, frequency energy, can never come in at one time. It has to start early, and it has to come in waves, like an ocean waves, and then another wave, and then another wave, and then another wave, until everything is covered and the waves have distributed the energy as needed. In times past, autumnal eco energy have been soft and gentle. And people were able to just like say, oh, I can breathe again. I can relax. I can just let everything go. And it's not that way this fall. The sentient beings on Earth are being asked to sit down and take a good, long, hard look of where they've been and where they want to go. Not everyone's going to get to go where they want to go. And that's because those people were not ready. They didn't do the work. What is the work? Checking in with yourself on a daily basis. In the morning, what do I have to do today? What do I need to do for my day? What is the energy for today? What am I feeling? What am I sensing? You go through your day. You take your little breaks. You do your breathing breaks. You do whatever you have to do to take care of your day in whatever manner you're accustomed to. And for those making changes, you attempt to do that by making changes, but sometimes you fall short. But don't let that deter you. You attempted to make that change. There's always a next time. I know, you didn't want to hear that, did you, Star Flames? There is always a next time. Don't know when. Don't know where, don't know how, but there will always be a next time. Therefore, this is a harder energy. We're not seeing any softening of the energies until the winter solstice. Usually the winter solstices have been soft and gentle, and they've been gearing up to be activated and be active energies. Well, this year it's totally different. The energetic cycles have switched around. They've changed. So what can we expect with this audible frequency coming in? There's going to be a lot of clashes, a lot of personality disagreements, a lot of tempers. There's going to be miscommunications. Further on down the road, there's going to be there's also going to be some threats coming on board from the galactic. And remember, what's above comes below. But doesn't mean it's going to happen. It's just a threat. It's just an energetic threat. It's like a thorn that was dropped into your foot. You've got to deal with that. But with knowing this, it's best to just go ahead and take each day as a day. Tomorrow isn't here. Yesterday is gone. You can't fix yesterday. Yet you can steer in the direction of tomorrow. Tomorrow isn't here, so we're not in tomorrow. We're here today. Today is what counts. And some of you are saying, I just wish the day was over now and I didn't have to deal with this anymore and I'm tired of my life. I want to get through it. We understand that. Help us here. For those of you who are going through this, stand back and take a minute and put your hands on your heart and ask for the light to come into your heart and clear out the energy that is giving you that feeling, the energy that's sending you that emotion, the person who's irritating, the boss who's annoying, the family who won't stop quibbling. Take that step back and ground and settle yourself and bring that light through and ask the light to dismiss it. Take it out of you. Help you see this situation a little more clearly. Some of you will find that you can go right back into the situation right away with a clear mind. Some of you are going to find that you're packing your bags and you're getting out of Dodge. You're getting out. That's what our host says, getting out of Dodge. We say, packing and moving on. We learned a lot about our host. We learned a lot about Earth and their citizens. They're quite complex creatures. Again, so are we. So, but today is the autumnal equinox, and we want to celebrate with you this beautiful equinox. And it can be a beautiful energy if taken correctly. And remember, nothing lasts forever. Everything changes, just like the cycles of time. Just like your weather, it will change. It will change. Just give it that moment. Let it do what it needs to, and then allow the energy to come in, allow the light to come in, remove it, allow the disruptive energy to release, and go about your day. And at night, take a few minutes before drifting to sleep and just say, what was my day like? I do not wish to carry this energy into my sleep and then tomorrow. I wish to remove this energy. And once again, draw in the light through your system and through your body and just let it remove what needs to remove. You'll find out that you will wake up refreshed. You will be more alive and more alert. And when the next little micro bomb comes, you'll be a little bit prepared, not for that situation, but you'll be able to say, well, I handled that much better than I did in the past. I can do this. So let's do a little breakdown. We are September 22nd. So for the rest of September, We're gliding into the autumn equinox energies. The summer's fading out. It's moving out. It's leaving. We're bringing in this autumn equinox. It's all about death and decay. No lie there. It's about the dying aspect of the season. It's the dying aspect of the land. It is about the death, but in the same time, it's also about dropping seeds of what you want for the spring. What do you want to happen come spring and next summer? What changes do you want to make in your life this season to make for a better spring, the time of renewal? Because we will tell you right now, when the spring light hits, it's going to be a very strong light. It's going to be in a very effective light. It's not going to be a warm, inviting light. It's going to be a very strong light. It's going to motivate people to get up and do things. Our host says we call that cabin fever. It's more than that. It's going to be like a bolt of lightning to strut. Bam! I got to get moving. I have to get this going. It's time to get this now. Now, we have to move into this now. So that's just a heads up on the spring. So for the rest of September, we're just going to be gradually moving out of the summer and into the autumnal equinox energies. We're going to feel a little tired than what has been. But that's okay, because it's also a time of sleep. The time of sleep starts the autumnal equinox, all the way until the winter solstice. It's a time of sleep. So if you find you're tired, go ahead and take that nap. Stop what you're doing and get some rest. Prepare yourself. Take a hot bath. Go to the hot springs. Let that hot water go through your body, move through your cells, and just settle all this frantic energy out and down, and just soak it down the drain and just become one with yourselves. October. Many of the souls are starting to come in now. The autumn equinox is the gateway for the souls to come in. They start coming in like waves. You see, they can't come in, many who work with the October 31st dates or thereabout. You cannot just open the gates and have all your dearly beloved come in one night. That doesn't happen. It can't happen. There's too many. They have to arrive in waves. And actually, some of them have already been arriving in. So if you've noticed the eerie feelings in the last week at night, like there's something out there. Yeah, there's something out there. Your beloved souls are coming on the planet now. They're coming in through the gates, and they're coming in waves, and they're coming in waves. And when October 31st is over with, they don't all just leave when the gates close. It takes waves again to get them through. Yeah. Like a continent with ships. You cannot unload everybody from one continent to one ship. It takes several hundred ships, maybe thousands of ships, to get everybody off of the continent. And those ships have to go in waves, because you cannot put 1,000 ships in a harbor by themselves. There's no room for the first ship to get out. So it has to be done in waves. So just remember, waves. This energetic cycle is about waves. We're going to be waving. This energy is going to be wavy, up and down and up and down. Now, that is truly the time of death. Many, many cultures celebrate the time of death of their deceased loved ones. And it's rightly so that they do. It's an honorment to the souls. It's a blessing to the souls. And it's also an honor to the earth. Therefore, October is going to be a time where you're going to be pulling your reins in. You're going to be feeling some energies that not really feel right, but that's okay. Don't let that bother you. If you're bothered by it, go inside your house and close your windows and doors. These souls do not enter your homes unless they've been invited in. And if you don't invite them in, you will not have a problem. Maybe you can make peace with them and yourselves by just putting out some food. A lot of them are over inundated with apples, so how about something different? Maybe some crackers. Dip some chip. Give them a little something. They haven't had anything to eat since they left this earth. Give them their favorite food. If they don't, a lot of them like, what? Our host says, what? Doritos and Cheetos. Everybody likes those. November. November begins like a new year for some cultures. November also is ushering in a new extreme light on the 11/11 Stargate. That's going to be the master light for the upcoming year. Back in October, we're going to have the 1010 Stargate, and that's going to be the prelude to the new light coming in. So the 1111 is going to be the intense light. That's going to be the intensity. That's the master. That's going to be another energetic change, another energetic frequency change. And then we're going through 22 days of December. And there's going to be a lot of this. That's the time that people are going to celebrate the gift-giving season, according to their beliefs. Some don't do that, but most do. And it's a time of extreme parties. People, they overeat. They get glutinous. They get greedy. Be aware not to fall into that pattern. They over-imbibe. Because in December, you not only have the 12-12 Stargate, but you also have the winter solstice energies. And that's a whole nother frequency coming in. So the 12-12 Stargate is preparing you for the 12-21 to 12-22 energetic light coming in, which is the return of the light. A new frequency. Let's rephrase that. Frequencies never repeat themselves. There's always a new frequency. It may be a same light, but it'll be a new frequency of the light. For example, in October, we usually get a lot of the violet rays coming in. So it will be different frequencies of the violet ray. It'll be different octaves of the violet ray. You can be a pretty, pretty pastel lavender to a deep violet that looks almost black. But they're different frequencies. And then daily, the frequencies change daily. They change their octaves daily. What? We hear a question out there, what is the color for the autumnal equinox? If October is purple, what is September? September is a pretty, pretty, pretty bright orange. Bright orange and light reds. So we're getting two colors this equinox. Light red and bright orange. October will be burnt orange and violet, just so you know. So if you want to work with these daily energies and you want to work with the color rays, those will be the rays to work with, to bring in. And you can either work with one ray, or you can bring both the rays in together. Or you can bring one in the morning and one at night. The light red ray is actually an energetic ray. The orange ray is pretty much a drawing ray. So if you're looking for manifestations, that's the ray to use, is to draw something to you, to make a manifestation. So you might want to keep that in mind. December is going to have a beautiful light. It's going to be a darker red with a light green with a hint of gold. So that hint of gold is the beginning of the new light that will be arriving. So let's take another deep breath again. So let's take a couple minutes and work with the rays. Open your crown chakra, put your feet on the ground, root into the ground, build the roots into the core of Mother Earth. You want to be balanced for this. You do not want an excess of energy in your body. You want what your body needs to take in and hold on to, and the rest of it flows into the earth, and the earth will dissipate into her atmosphere what needs to be sent out. So first we're going to bring in the light red ray. It's a light red. It's like has little glitter into it. What do we call glitter? Our host says it's like a glitter, a sparkle light. Bring it in. And just let it come in and build your internal self. Let it come in through your body, go down through your spinal column into your feet. Feel it coming into your heart while it's coming in. And just feel. It's a soft, gentle red light. For most of you, this light is going to settle into your root chakra, which is red. That means your root chakra is getting an extra boost this season. And for many, that has been known as the survival chakra, the material chakra. And it is an animal survival, because this is the time where the plants cease and desist. And it's a survival on Earth to maintain shelter, maintain the food supply without the growth of the plants. So let this red light just come into your body and just filter through. Let it go through your root. Your root chakra, if you don't know where that's at, it's in the tailbone of your body or in your groin area. We're not going to get too specifics of this. If you would like to learn more, our host will introduce you to the program that she is currently writing with us for that later on. So let that go through. And just feel it just being warm and gentle all over your root. Feel your root chakra filling up with this beautiful light red. It's filling up. It's removing scarcity. It's removing lack. It's filling you with safe. You're feeling safe. You're feeling secure. You're feeling grounded. There. You probably feel a little bottom heavy right now because of this energy, because it is a root, and root is heavy. Because roots, as you know, are underground. Now bring in this orange. Beautiful bright orange. It filters in right along with. Bring it in. And the chakra associated with this orange is the sacral. It is the womb. In the woman, it is for the ovaries. For men, it sits in that same area. Even though you do not have ovaries, that's okay. You don't need them. It's the general vicinity. And for those who claim they are a binomial, they do not have a gender, it doesn't matter. You still have a chakra system, and you still have the same light system as everyone else. So you go into that area, and you feel that orange just vibrating in that sacral. For the women, this is their man where they manifest. For the men, the root is where they manifest. So basically, for the men to manifest, they need to go into their root chakra. And that's where they locate their primal manifestation. For the women, it's their sacral, their womb, where they hold their, where they give birth from their babies. They give babies. So feel this light. Now, as the orange is coming in, feel the red and the orange just spiraling together in a helix. And see it transforming in a double helix coming from the top of your head through your body, all the way down through all your chakras, from the head of your crown into your root, into your feet, and into the earth star, down to the core of the earth. Now let's push it out. Push it out into the aura. Push it out in the front. Push it out in the back. Let it go around. Fill your body with this beautiful light. This is your grounding and centering light. This will be your primary light throughout the 3 quarters, the 3 months. But like we said, you're going to be moving through the different frequencies. We no longer stay on one frequency for all 3 months. We move through different frequencies. We thank you, Star Flames, for listening to us today. And we will be back on the 1010 Stargate, which will be the initialization, and we look forward to speaking to you then. Channel out. Take a deep breath. Okay, we have this, well, they're still here with me, but we're not in channel right now. So I just like to say that, yes, on October 10th, which will be the 10th, at 10 a.m., we will be doing the 1010 Stargate initialization. And beginning on 1010, I'm going to be opening up a program for both the initializations and the activations if you'd like to go deeper into this, if you would like to. But these are paid programs. And we will start listing the links will be forthcoming. But when you're working with me and the channel on these initializations and these intense activations, because we'll be working with them on a monthly basis, both of them. And then when we do the initialization, we'll also be rolling right into the activation that either has had the activation that we're currently in. And I'm going to have membership set up so you can either just do the initializations or you can do the initializations and have the activations worked. And you will get a PDF, you'll get extra trainings, there'll be extra audios for you. And we're going to go deeper into our workings. It's just something to help you magnify your life and make your life better. Because seriously, life on Earth, we're going through some troubled times now. We're not in the clear yet of anything. We just had a change of the British monarchy. The matriarch has passed away, and now we have a patriarch. And that means they're going to be moving back into the patriarchal energy. There's going to be a slide back until the new princes and princes of Wales, Kate and William. King Charles has just made them prince and princess instead of duke and duchess until they take over. And when those two take over, that's when the true balance of the divine masculine and the divine feminine begins. It will begin with Prince William and Princess Kate. But until then, we're going to have to hold on to our hats, hold tight onto our chairs, and just go for the ride and stay as grounded as we can. We have a few minutes left. If anybody's out there, if you would like to call in, I'll certainly take a caller. I have 4 minutes. Let me take a caller if anyone'd like to call in. we'll probably start leaving a little more time for callers, because I would delight in callers over the channel. It's always good to have callers come in and ask questions for clarifications, to gain new insights. So it's not all, oh, it's only one person. No, it's just not one person. There's also a whole channel. And with me, it's also, it's just not Lyra and Atlantis. It's all the Lyrians and all the Atlanteans. And these are star beings that are on their own planets, that are in their own galaxies. And they have citizens of their own, probably more citizens on their planets than we have on Earth. Maybe. Yes, if Earth can hold 7 billion people, I'm sure their planets can too. Okay. Still have a couple minutes if there's a people who would like to call in. That would be good. And if you like this broadcast, please click on the link at the bottom of the video or of the radio that says, like this broadcast, then please buy Patricia Tri for a generous donation of $3 to help support the continuation of this channel. And it gives the link. To serious folks, Blog Talk Radio isn't free. We have to pay for it. Okay. Take some more deep breaths. I'm feeling a little grounded and a little more centered. That wall did hit me this morning. That's why it was spoken about, because I'm not the only one. I'm one of the first ones to go through it. Trust me. I just went through it, but that's okay. I'm better now. I'm wiser for it. I can go and reflect on it a little later. How can I handle it better this time? What can I do with it? Well, if it happens, it happens. We can't stop it. It's beyond our control. All we can do is go move through it. Just like the rush hour drivers who drive slowest turtles on the road during rush hour. Well, let's not get into that, because then you're going to get me going. All right, Stargate viewers, listeners. Until 10:10. Actually, maybe Thursday. Check my schedule. We might be on this Thursday with the Intergalactic News.